Tonight, Kim Jong-un becomes the first North Korean leader to cross the border since an uneasy truce was signed in 1953. He'll be meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in inside the demilitarized zone that separates the North from the South, a holdover from a war that never quite ended. When Japan surrendered to the Allied forces in September of 1945, the Korean Peninsula, which had been a Japanese colony, was divided by the Soviet Union and the U.S. along the 38th parallel.
The division of Korea was really unprecedented and unexpected. Korea had been a unified nation for well over 1,000 years, but it was also a process which did not consult any Koreans. This was solely an agreement between the Americans and the Russians.
Two competing governments formed, one in Seoul, led by Syngman Rhee, and one in Pyongyang, headed up by Kim Il-sung. And each one thought it had the mandate to rule the entire peninsula.
Initially, it was a civil war, essentially, between North and South Korea. But within days, the U.S. decided that they were committed to defending South Korea, and they got approval from the United Nations to send in forces to repel North Korean aggression.
After all, this was the early days of the Cold War. And to the U.S., siding with South Korea symbolized taking a stand against the spread of communism.
Our nation, all the things we believe in, are in great danger. The future of civilization depends on what we do now and in the months ahead.
China wasn't about to let the U.S. inch up to its border and jump to North Korea's defense.
After the Chinese intervention, the Korean War changed its character. It became a war between China and North Korea on the one side and South Korea and the U.S. on the other side. The only time in history China and the U.S. went to war with each other.
The violence was brutal. At least 2 million people died. And in 1953, once the killing stopped, the U.S., China, and North Korea signed an armistice, a temporary ceasefire. But a crucial signature was missing.
The South Koreans refused to sign it. Syngman Rhee was quite resentful toward the Americans for not pushing to keep the whole of the North. He saw this as a betrayal of his own ambitions to unify Korea under the Republic of Korea. And so South Korea never signed the armistice.
Since Rhee held out, the peace deal was never formalized. And so even today, the peninsula is still technically at war. Over the years, the opposing sides have traded shots across the border and blasted propaganda at each other over loudspeakers, with some bombings and defections mixed in. But there have been only 2 one-on-one meetings between leaders from the North and South.
It's been very difficult for the two sides, North and South, to trust each other because of this legacy of war. I think that we are at the beginning of a long process of discussion. And it's better to be talking than fighting.